Dave Moore from Astronomy Ireland is with me. David, you're welcome to the show. Let's cut to the chase. Are we all going to be wiped out by an asteroid in 2032?
Well, the current reckoning is at a 2.2% chance. And this is the problem. We just don't know for sure. And Ireland could actually be a bit in the firing line in that, although we don't know exactly if it'll miss us, it should come close anyway. The path we can actually tell, it'll probably come in over the northern part of South America, then across the Atlantic Ocean, and then across Africa, which sounds okay. It misses Ireland. But if it lands in the Atlantic Ocean, there could be a massive tsunami if this thing is as big as 100 meters across.
How far away in the Atlantic would we need it to land for that tsunami not to reach us?
Well, it's difficult to tell. All we can see of this particular asteroid is a tiny blip in telescopes because it came close right at the end of December. 100 meters is relatively small. Think of the moon. It was twice the distance to the moon, and the moon is about 3 million meters across. So it's a tiny dot, only visible in powerful telescopes, and that's one of the problems. We won't be able to follow it, even with the biggest telescopes in the world, for more than a few weeks. Then it comes back in 2028. That's good, because then we can measure its position very accurately and give an exact prediction for 4 years after that, December the 22nd, 2032. So we're going to have to wait on tenterhooks until then.
Let's imagine the trajectory changes or it gets updated and it's going to hit, well, anywhere close to Ireland, as you say, we might have a tsunami, but it hits land, it hits somewhere in Ireland. What, an asteroid this size, what impact would it have if it hit a town, if it landed on O'Connell Street in Limerick?
It would be very bad news for the whole country. So we don't know how big it is. It could be 40 meters across, it could be 100, and that's a huge range of differences. But let's go with the 100 meters, because we do know of some objects that hit us, and this is perhaps a worst case scenario. So we had an object in 2013, about 20 meters across, so big as a big detached house, say, that hit just outside a major city the size of Dublin, 1.6 million population, called Chelyabinsk in Russia. It blew up in the atmosphere well above the ground, and everybody saw the flash. It was actually in daylight, so they could see the fireball streaking across the sky. They all ran out, ran indoors actually to the windows and looked out. The shockwave takes a few minutes to get there, and it blew in the windows and injured 1,500 people. Now, it didn't kill anybody, fortunately, but that's an example of what happens if it happens near a city. This thing, if it's five times wider, it's over 100 times the volume, and if the speed is any different, that could increase the amount of energy. So currently it's saying on the NASA website that the impact of this thing, of where it hits, about 8 megatons of TNT. And bear in mind, the two atomic bombs that fell in the Second World War were 15 kilotons. So this thing is nearly 1,000 times more powerful. Whoa. Imagine 1,000 atomic bombs.
But I guess without the radiation afterwards. So, you know, as long as it just wipes out Limerick, you know, we're not going to have to worry about anything.
If it hits Dublin, the whole city is gone. It will destroy everything for several kilometers in any direction. And then the areas near that suffer such severe earthquakes that they're leveled as well. The whole country basically is in severe trouble. And then one of the fears is the amount of dust that these things throw up into the atmosphere. So we think the dinosaurs were made extinct by a much bigger object, it has to be said, about 10,000 meters across. And that threw up so much dust, and not only that, but actually rocks into the air, that when the rocks, some of them, came back and landed on the Earth, produced fireballs, and the whole sky was 70 times brighter than the sun. Every forest caught fire on the planet. All animals bigger than about a dog were incinerated. The smaller ones were able to get into small cracks and caves under the rocks, and animals in the sea survived. I think 75% of all species or animals were wiped out 66 million years ago, it has to be said. But we do expect an object that big to hit us every 50 to 100 million years. An object this big, maybe every century or so. And we had two big impacts in the 20th century. One in 1908, fortunately over an inhabited part of Tunguska region of Siberia, and another one, I think it hit South America, and they were probably between the one that hit in 2013 and this one that might be coming. And I don't want to alarm people too much in that 2.2% is a small chance. But, there's such a major catastrophe at hand that it just shows us we should be watching the skies, we should spend more money doing it, and we don't have a defence system ready to go at the press of a button.
Dave Moore of Astronomy Ireland. David, a pleasure as always. Thanks a million. On that cheery note, we'll take a quick break and Tom Dunn will be along afterwards.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.